Tradies are being told today to act more like father figures to their young apprentices and teach them about life skills. The National Centre for Vocational Education and Research wants tradesmen to nurture young workers and create a culture of craft and caring. The government agency says teaching apprentices more than just the skills of the trade is important, and it will help prevent them dropping out of training. Their good practice guide recommends tradies give young workers advice on things like cooking, personal appearance, financial matters, healthy living, communication, and being punctual. The centre says employers can help young trainees by providing mental health and grief management. But is it really the domain of bosses to be teaching their employees how to dress and what to eat? I don't think these things have much to do with employers. Half of the bosses out there would be afraid to tell their employees how they should look or what they should eat or what to do with their money, because we're told time and time again to know where the line is drawn between private lives and professional lives. And if you're lucky enough to have a boss who cares for you and who you get along with, well, that's all well and good. But since when is it the job of employers to act as another mum or dad? First, it was the teachers who were told that they should be responsible for giving these life lessons to kids and turning them into good citizens. Now it's tradies who are having more responsibilities dumped on them and are being told to be second or third parents. At the end of the day, people who are really responsible for making sure that they learn life skills are the children themselves. If we keep on holding their hands and wrapping them in cotton wool, they're not going to turn out into first-rate individuals.